star. Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry.
Welcome to the last segment of our show. I'm Ray I, and here in the Midwest Outdoors Studio. You're listening to KFNS 590 AM. I'm here with the Vogler and Matty G, and enjoying our two-hour format. As always, here in our last segment, we're going to do a little story time. I get a lot of response from you listeners about our story times, and, you know, I don't just make these up. This story time we're going to play this week is another one that I get quite a few requests for, and it's got a lot to do with the traveling that I do and all the hunting and the hours spent in the outdoors, and it's a true story. This actually happened. Of course, you know, you've got to expand and stretch the truth somewhat, but the story is, in fact, based from a true story that really happened. The thing is, for me, is like this story time this week, the hacker is really a lot of fun. And I got two versions of it, and I decided to do the clean version for you all because fart sounds might be obnoxious to some people. This is a great story that I enjoy doing, and I still enjoy listening to it. And I remember the time in this cafe like it was just yesterday with my brother Marty and our cameraman and the food. And I hope that this story brings it out to you like you actually being there, which I think it does. And, well, you go ahead and listen to it, and we're going to close after the story time. So we're going to get right into story time now. Enjoy the hacker. All right, let's do a little story time.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is the hacker. With Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas blaring from the jukebox, I'm easily entertained as the last of the drunk hour crowd stagger toward the exit doors, laughing and singing as they go. It's 4 a.m., late December, a small, smoke-filled diner. I'm quietly sipping my second cup of coffee as a stressed-out cafe worker frantically cleans dirty tables and stacks a mountain of dirty dishes in plastic tubs. My waitress returns to top off my coffee. Over the noise of rattling dishes, blaring jukebox, and singing drunks, she leans in close so I can hear her. Are you all right? You look like you're in a coma. It's a tough morning. I'm near exhaustion, miserable from extensive travel, lack of sleep, and 2 months of nonstop deer hunting. My system is in real bad shape. My head is pounding, and stomach gas is killing me. I've already made several trips to the restroom this morning, and with the sudden return of severe cramps, I'm scurrying on a return trip to the world's nastiest bathroom. I'm here on last-minute assignment to meet my brother Marty and our cameraman, then on to our location for a television shoot. After returning to my coffee, brother Marty enters the diner and makes his way to my table. He looks almost as bad as I feel. With a pungent odor of sweaty bodies, cleaning solvent, burnt grease, and clouds of cigarette smoke, he says, "Great place. Let's order some breakfast." While discussing the morning's plans, breakfast arrives. Eggs, ham, biscuits, and gravy, along with a fresh pot of coffee. As we prepare to devour our huge breakfast, an older man at the local or bullcrap table near the front door begins hacking. And I mean some serious flim-flam. As the hacking continues, I push my breakfast plate away, and I politely ask the gentleman if he wouldn't mind going to the restroom to clear his throat. He says nothing, just glares back at me as he finishes a 2-minute hacking session by blowing his nose in his napkin. I cannot eat anymore. I'm done. Marty continues eating to the gross tune of nonstop hacking and throat clearing as I glare back at the hacker. My stomach loudly rumbles and rolls. I sit there with my arms crossed, fuming. Marty looks up from his breakfast. "Are you all right? Come on. Let's go, Ray. Just leave it alone." Marty recognizes something very familiar with the evil smirk on my face and my cold stare at the hacker. Standing up, Marty quickly picks up the ticket. "I'll pay the bill. I'll be in the truck. You know, I'm not ready to leave. I have a plan. I'm waiting for the right moment to strike like a cobra, like the leopard on its prey." Finally, the waitress delivers old hacking, snot-blowing man a really nice, huge breakfast. The golden opportunity I've been waiting for. I realize timing is everything. It's time to make my move. Slowly standing up, and without looking at the hacker's table, I casually walk toward the exit door. The local table of old crusty dudes next to the front door are all staring at what they think is my defeated departure. But it's payback time for the hacker. As I reach for the door with my left hand, faking to leave the diner, I quickly switch hands and step backwards while turning quickly to the left. I bend forward while parking my butt right over the end of the hacker's table. And I just happen to be the perfect height. My posterior is now hanging right over his breakfast plate. I snap my head around and glare down at the hacker with his evil grin, just as the first wave of paint-peeling, green fog, killer gas makes its escape from deep within my cramped body. This is the mother of all gas attacks. The disgusting reverberation starts like cracking thunder, then rolling distant thunder, and then a long run of motocross dirt bikes mixed with the sound of a stressed 200-horse Everett boat motor trying to go upstream. The grand finale sounds just like the bugle of a bull elk, combined with the hissing sound of an air hose or restricted squeaking air from a party balloon, but finishes up with the barking sounds of a fox squirrel. I step away from the table, turning quickly for the door. I turn my head toward the hacker. In a booming voice, I say, "You have a nice day." I pull open the door and make my escape. At first, the diner is silent, but as the stench makes its way across the room, like the stone-thrown ripples on a pond, people scatter from ground zero, innocent and guilty alike. The sounds of crashing chairs and loud cursing echo throughout the diner. I run for the truck, jump in and slam the door behind me. With tears running down his face, Marty is frantically pointing back at the diner. "Look, look," he yells, turning for one last look. I see people evacuating the diner, shaking their heads and gasping for air. I clearly see through the large front window our waitress, cooks, and several customers standing together, applauding. It's a standing ovation. He revs up the truck and backs away. I am honored and so proud. This just may be one of my finest hours, and yes, as we drive away, I have to wipe the tears from my eyes as I celebrate the revenge of the hacker. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show. Share the outdoors with others and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.